But I can assure you that you get in close contact with nature when you stay up here for some days. We have bear and wolf, wolverine, lynx that we can see ever so often and hear, and not to speak of moose that you unfortunately not saw on the way up, but you might see one on the way down. We have seen moose every day now the last 14 days. They often graze along the road. And forest birds, we have grouse, black grouse, hazel grouse, capercaillian, and forest doe. Birkhan, auerhahn, taube, lot of doves, forest doves. The moose hunting is a business here. We have guided mostly Germans and Austrians and Danish people the last years for hunting moose. They stay here for 4 days, and we guide them, one guide per hunter, so they can shoot themselves a moose. Some do, some don't. We can discuss that later. We shoot around 10 moose on this land every year. In Norway, we shoot about 40,000 moose every year. The farm is member of a local organization, about 8,000 hectares, which administrate the moose population. And that organization is member of a greater organization on 80,000 hectares between Hamar and here. Altogether, we try to balance the population. In this organization, we shoot about 400 moose, 55% young animals, calves and 1.5-year-olds, 12 to 15% cows, and the rest young and older bulls. We have done this for around 30 years, and we know what we know is that we know very little about the moose. We learn something new every year. It's very hard because it's a lot of things that kind of influence on the herd. Researches are made every year by science how to balance the population between an optimal utilization and how to let the moose, not to let the moose make too hard damage on the feeding grounds. In this area, we have the hardest damage on the feeding ground in Norway. And we see this because the population is too high, of course. This can mainly be seen on pine, birch, juniper, spawn, aspen, and sallow, and willow. In this area, the pasture or grazing land is one of the hardest damaged in Norway, as I said. Several of the plants are severe damaged, the spawn up to 90%. So the spawn you see here is big. The small spawn is completely kept down by the moose. What we call the Fogelberbaum or wrong.
Sorbus Eukuparia.
For that, yeah. We know this because we regularly make assessments in the grazing areas. The most valuable plant or tree that the moose destroy in the winter is the pine, because the pine has a high price when you sell it as timber, as you know. When the snow comes, the moose moves into an area between Elverum and Hamar, and in this particular area, it can stay 1,500 moose on a relatively small area in the wintertime. And the pine in some places here are 100% destroyed. We now have to reduce the population with about 40% to prevent damaging the grazing areas and without destroying the possibility for reproduction of the grazing areas and the moose. This way the plants can reproduce and we can increase the population again of the moose later. We feed the moose in the wintertime, and this is also a very difficult and complicated matter that I won't talk too much about here. But it reduces the damage on the pine forest and keep the animals away from the traffic. We have a lot of traffic accidents. And I can assure you, when you drive in 55, 60 miles an hour, 80, 90 kilometers an hour, and you hit a moose on 500 kilos, it's quite a crash. But fortunately, it's very seldom that people get hurt because the moose is so tall. So it kind of hits the roof and it goes over, breaks the back or the neck, and it goes over. sometimes the moose goes into the car, and then you have of course a big accident. We also have to take into consideration that a pack of wolves takes between 150 and 200 moose a year, and we have a big pressure from Sweden, from the east, the wolf population, and this makes the administration of the moose population challenging. In Norway, the landowners have the legal right to hunt on their own land. But we also have a unique law. I don't know what you call it in English, but directly translated, it's all man's law. That means that everybody can move freely around in a forest. Stemmer. Right. And you can pick berries, but you can't fish and hunt or cut trees, of course, without the landowner's permission, but it's a unique law, and I think that it works very fine in Norway. But like up here, it's very seldom that we see people. It's too far away from Elverum. It's 20 kilometers, and that's too far. Very seldom that we meet people up here. So I hope that when you're up here in the forest, you can feel the mystery of the forest. The poet said, "Never do you hear so many sounds in a forest as when it is completely silent. And you can see the top of the mountains melt together with the sky. When we turn off the generator, as we already have, you have to listen to the silence and feel how calm and relaxed the forest makes you." I can tell you many stories about people from all over the world in populated areas being up here and how they have adapted to the simple and relaxed way of life here. And I think when I get retired, I should write a book about it. If you want to come back some other time, we will guide you further into the woods. We will make campfires and look for animals. We might put the guns down and use a camera instead, or just observe and listen, look for animals, tracks and sounds. The northern light in January, when a wolf's howl can be as fascinating as the green forest in June or the colorful aspen and birch in the fall. So if you want us to make a tour for you, give us a call. On the way out, we have some tastes of moose meat that we'll give you. Just a little bit on a stick or two. You can taste how it tastes. It's rare, and it's a little bit salted, but it's very healthy and doesn't exist fat in moose meat. And also, you can have a glass of water, of our superb water standing on the table there.